Welcome to Good News in the Morning, a program of words and music, bringing a Christian message of hope and encouragement to those who are looking for an intelligent, meaningful, and spirited approach to faith and to life.
Today, I choose to follow you. Today, I choose to give my yes to you. Today, I choose to hear your voice and live. Today, I choose to follow you.
Good morning and welcome to Good News in the Morning. My name is Brent Russett, and I'm the senior pastor at Sunnyside Wesleyan Church here in Ottawa. It is my pleasure to look at some of life's challenges and then to bring to you some good news in the morning. I am glad that you've turned your dial to CFRA. I want you to know that you can also find Good News in the Morning on the internet at goodnewsinthemorning.ca. There you will can keep up to date with what's happening around Good News Christian Ministries. This morning's program has been sponsored by someone who wants to remain anonymous, but I want to thank you particularly for your generosity. You have given a gift to all who have tuned in this morning. And I want to say a special welcome to our international listeners who listen via the internet. We're glad that you found us and that you are finding this ministry an encouragement. This morning, I want to talk about the personal mission statement of Jesus. Now, I tend to read widely, and personal mission statements are big in the area of success literature right now. I've read so many articles that say you need to know what you're about and what to focus on. And a number of the top CEOs have mission statements. Denise Morrison, the CEO of Campbell Soup Company, his mission statement is to serve as a leader, live a balanced life, and apply ethical principles to make a significant difference. Joe Manby of Hirsch & Family Entertainment says, I define personal success as being consistent to my own personal mission statement, to love God and to love others. You know, some of you have engaged in creating mission statements for a business or an organization. You know that it takes thought, but if used properly, it helps a business or an organization keep focused on what they are all about. Now, many churches have mission statements, but the mission statement I want to talk about this morning is Jesus' mission statement. Jesus actually made three mission statements. They all start with the phrase, I have come to. This morning, I want to take a look at just one of those statements found in John chapter 10, verse 10. The New Testament was written in Greek, and so let me give you three different translations of John chapter 10, verse 10. The New International Version says, the thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. I have come that they might have life and have it to the full. Another way of putting what Jesus said is the New Living Translation, the thief's purpose is to steal and kill and destroy. My purpose is to give them a rich and satisfying life. The New Revised Standard Version translates Jesus' words as, the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. The mission statement or purpose statement that we're going to look at today is that Jesus came to give life, full life, rich life, satisfying life, abundant life. You know, there are a number of reasons why I want to take a look at Jesus' mission statement. You know, when you know somebody's mission statement, it tells you a lot about who they are. Oprah Winfrey's mission statement is to be a teacher and to be known for inspiring my students to be more than they thought they could be. Sir Richard Branson, founder of the Virgin Group's mission statement, is to have fun in my journey through life and to learn from my mistakes. You can tell a lot about these people, who these people are, just by listening to their mission statement. Oprah is about inspiring others. Richard Branson is more about himself. You can tell a lot about Jesus by looking at his mission statement. He came to give life. By looking at Jesus' mission statement, I want you to see who Jesus is. And I want you to see who Jesus wants to be for you. And I want you to see who you are called to be for Jesus in this world. Before we get there, I want you to listen to Sandy Patty from her album, A Morning Like This. She's going to sing Shepherd of My Heart.
You understand. trust in you, shepherd of my heart, keeper of this heart of mine, your patience has no end. You've loved me back into your arms time and time again. So if I start to wonder, like a lamb that's gone astray, I'll trust in you, shepherd of my heart. You're the beacon of my night, you're the sunlight of my days. I can rest within the storms rage all around. I'll trust in you, shepherd of my heart. Giver of this life in me, you're what I'm living for. For all deepest gratitude, you love me even more. So as I walk through valleys, listening for the Master's call, I'll trust in you, shepherd of my heart. You're the beacon of my nights, you're the sunlight of my days. I can rest within your arms, I can know your loving ways. So as I walk through valleys, listening for my Master's call, trust in you, shepherd of my heart. I'll trust in you, shepherd of my heart.
We are looking at Jesus' mission statement found in John chapter 10, verse 10. Jesus came to give life, full life, rich life, satisfying life. I want to take you to John chapter 5, first of all, and let's look at who Jesus is. I have got to say that this passage is most easily understood in the New Living Translation, so I'm going to read it from there. It says this in John chapter 5, verse 21. For just as the Father gives life to those he raises from the dead, so the Son gives life to anyone he wants. In addition, the Father judges no one. Instead, he has given the Son absolute authority to judge, so that everyone will honor the Son just as they honor the Father. Anyone who does not honor the Son is certainly not honoring the Father who sent him. I tell you the truth, those who listen to my message and believe in God who sent me have eternal life. They will never be condemned for their sins, but they've already passed from death to life. And I assure you that the time is coming, indeed it's here now, when the dead will hear my voice, the voice of the Son of God, and those who listen will live. The Father has life in himself, and he has granted this same life-giving power to his Son. First question we want to answer is who Jesus is. Gospel of John that we're looking at has been trying to answer that question from its opening words. It starts off in John chapter 1, verse 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word already existed. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. He existed in the beginning with God. God created everything through him, and nothing was created except through him. The Word gives life to everything that was created, and his life brought light to everyone. Jesus gave life to everything that was created, and his life brought light to everyone. The light is the light of truth, not just scientific truth, although it encompasses that, not just philosophical truth, although it encompasses that, but the truth of authenticity, a way of being in this world that allows us to live in harmony with our Creator and in harmony with the way we were created to be. The Bible goes on to say in John chapter 1, verse 5, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it. God sent a man, John the Baptist, to tell about this light so everyone might believe on his testimony. John himself was not the light. He was simply a witness to tell about the light, the one who is the true light, who gives light to everyone who is coming into the world. He came into the very world he created, but the world didn't recognize him. He came to his own people, but even they rejected him. But to all who believe in him and accept him, he gave the right to become children of God. They are reborn not with a physical birth resulting from human passion or plan, but a birth that comes from God. To as many as believe or accepted him, they are reborn. They are given new life. So the Word became human and made his home among us. He was full of unfailing love and faithfulness. Who is Jesus? Well, it says, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Jesus is God, God's Son. He gave life to all that is. He brought the light of truth so that all who believe in him, to all who receive him, they are reborn. They're given new life. Now let's go back and look at John chapter 5, and we'll work our way up from the bottom of the passage and that we looked at. John chapter 5, verse 26. The Father has life in himself, and he has granted that same life-giving power to his Son. Jesus, God's Son, has the power to give life. He is life. You know, I want to tell you the truth Jesus said in verse 24. Those who listen to my message and believe in God who sent me have eternal life. They'll never be condemned for their sins, but they already have passed from death into life. Jesus gives life to those who believe in his message. Eternal life. But this life starts now, because they have already passed from death to life. Here's what the Bible says about Jesus. Jesus is the one who created life. And even in this dark world, he brings the light of life, a life that walks in harmony with God and in harmony with the way we were created to be. The way we get to this life is to believe in him. We receive him. He is the one who has the power to breathe life into us. So when we hear that his mission statement, the thief's purpose is to kill, steal, and destroy, my purpose is to give them a rich and satisfying life, or the thief comes only to kill, steal, and destroy, I came that they might have life and have it abundantly, we know a little bit about who he is. Jesus is the life bringer. It also tells us a little bit about what he wants to do for you. He wants to bring you life, eternal life. Life that starts now and goes on into eternity. He wants you to be reborn and to grow up into this life. He is all about life. You know, sometimes I feel impoverished for words in trying to express this. For I'm hunting for a way to describe what Jesus wants to do in a way that does it justice, but I don't think I can. But let me try. You know, the gospel that I grew up with was kind of a pale reflection of the good news of Jesus. Gospel that I grew up with was, you know, you became a Christian by praying the sinner's prayer, and then Jesus came into your life, and you lived a Christian life by keeping the commands of God, by following the rules. But the good news, the gospel is, yes, we need to receive Jesus into our life. We need to trust and believe in him and his work on the cross and his resurrection. Sometimes the best expression of believing in him is what we call the sinner's prayer. Lord Jesus, come into my life, forgive me of my sins, I give my life to you, I'm going to follow you. But the prayer itself is not magical. What is supernatural is the ability of Jesus to put his life in you. And you access the supernatural by believing in him and in his message. It is Christ in you, the hope of glory. You don't become a Christian, you're not a Christ follower because you pray a prayer. You become a Christian, a Christ follower, a child of God because what Jesus does in you. See, Jesus is the life giver. He gives life to those who believe in him. is not about what you do. It is about what he does. The sinner's prayer does not save you. You are saved by the grace of Jesus, the undeserved favor of Jesus, the fact that Jesus really likes you, and that grace is activated through faith in what he has done. When you get that the gospel is all about Jesus' life in you, when you get that it's about Jesus putting his life in you, about being reborn, then living out the gospel becomes far less about the rules, about keeping the commandments, about how somehow following all the commands and keeping the dot and tittle of the law. Living out the gospel is about living in harmony with God. And living out the gospel is about living out the life he has created you to live. You know, the Bible talks about sin. And sin is sin because it's not harmonious with God and the way you were created to live. The gospel is all about living, really living. You know, the reason why God hates sin so much is that sin brings death. And death is our enemy. And death is God's enemy. Sin breaks our relationship with God. It breaks our relationship with ourselves. It breaks our relationship with others. And it has a way of distorting what we are created to be. It has a way of distorting everything about us. The good news of Jesus Christ is not about the rules. It's not about following all the laws. It's about life, real life, full life, abundant life. You know, when we live in a way that kills our souls and deadens our hearts and hurts our bodies and damages our relationship with God, it kills us. It's anti-life. The negative commandments, thou shalt not commandments, are there to point towards those things that are killing us. They let us know what the poison is. The commandments don't bring life. Any more than not eating poison brings life. The commandments just show us what kills us. The good news is that walking in relationship with Jesus brings life. Being connected with Jesus brings life. Living like Jesus brings life. You see, Jesus is the life bringer. If you want to be fully alive, don't ingest the poison. Stay away from what's killing you. And be fully connected to Jesus. Now, Jesus came that you might have life and that you might have it to the full. I know that there are some of you who are listening today who think, Pastor, you know, I believed in Jesus and I've given my life to Jesus, but I've swallowed a lot of poison. My soul is really sick. What do I do? Well, the best I can tell you is to tune in next week because I'm going to talk about another one of Jesus' mission statements and that he said, I came not for the healthy, but for the sick. He wants to heal you. He wants to help you become fully alive. What I want you to know today, though, is that what Jesus wants you to make you into is someone who is fully alive. His mission statement tells us who he is. It tells us who he wants to be for us. He tells us that he wants to be the one who brings us to life, who gives us a full life, an abundant life. His purpose was to bring life. It also tells us who he wants us to be for this world. See, Jesus' mission statement tells us who are his followers, who we're to be for this world. We have the same mission as Jesus. You see, if we've given our life to Jesus and we're followers of Jesus, then what we're called to be is life bringers. We are called to be poison stoppers. How did Jesus do that? Well, he went about teaching what the kingdom of God was like. He went about this world telling about who God was and telling about what it meant to live in harmony with God. If we want to bring life into our world, we can't do it apart from the message of who God is. Because to live in harmony with God and who we were created to be, we must be a people who bring the message of God. But if you look at the life of Jesus, he did much more than just talk. He went about doing good. He healed the sick. Now, I recognize that we're not Jesus, and most of us don't have the gift of healing like he had. But some of you have the gift of comforting the sick or helping the hurting or caring for the dying. Whenever you do that kind of thing, you are being like Jesus. When you look at the life of Jesus, he made his way to a number of funerals. Sometimes he raised the dead, but what you always see is him entering into the places of grief with people. When you comfort those who are mourning, you are on mission with Jesus. When you enter into the grief of people, you are being Jesus in the neighborhood. When you look at the life of Jesus, he also went to a number of parties. Remember the wedding at Cana? The wedding was in full swing, but they ran out of wine. Jesus took the water and turned it into wine. People get all caught up in the miracle, but you have to ask why. Well, Jesus facilitated the celebration of a good part of life. You are like Jesus when you come alongside of people and help them celebrate the goodness around them. Being part of what Jesus is like is facilitating the celebration of goodness. When you look at the life of Jesus, there are a number of times when he fed the hungry. We are like Jesus when we feed the hungry. When we feed the hungry, we are being like Jesus in the neighborhood. When you look at the life of Jesus, he often took on the powers that be. He called them to something better. In his day, the Pharisees and the Sadducees laid heavy weights upon people, and they took the law of God and made it burdensome. Instead of bringing life, they brought death. When we engage in social action as Christians, we have a tendency to do it poorly. Whether the issue is abortion or the oppression of the poor or whatever, we have tended to approach it like, we're right, you're wrong. But if you know what the gospel is about, what we say is, listen, I believe if you go in that direction, it'll hurt you and it'll hurt society, and we really don't want to see more death in our world, because God loves this world and he loves you. This is a big difference between that and saying, we're right, you're wrong. Whenever we protest in our arrogance or hate, we bring more death into the world. Love brings life to the world. There are times to speak truth to power, but when we do that, we're to do that by being like Jesus. Jesus says, the thief's purpose is to kill and steal and destroy. My purpose is to give them a rich and satisfying life. Jesus said, I came that they may have life and have it to the full. Part of Jesus' mission statement is to bring life. He tells us a little bit about who he is. He is the source of life. He is the power to bring life. It tells us what he wants to do for us. The good news is about life. Jesus wants to bring life to you. He wants to come into you and bring new life to you. He wants to help you stop poisoning yourself. He is our healing. The gospel is about life. Jesus' mission statement also tells us about the mission we are called to the world. We are called to speak and act in ways that bring life. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for showing us who you are. Thank you, Lord, for the fact that you do bring life. I pray, Lord, that you would just bless the people who are listening today. Lord, for those who haven't received you, I ask that even now that they would invite you into their life and that they would follow you so that you could bring life to them. Lord, I also ask that you would bless them. And Lord, I pray that you would help us to be ambassadors of life. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, if Good News in the Morning has been a factor in your journey of faith, we would love to hear your story. Nothing could encourage us more in this work. You can contact us by email or by Twitter via the website, goodnewsinthemorning.ca. And thank you for listening to this program. This program is on the air by the grace of God and the donation of many faithful people. I want to thank the person who sponsored this program anonymously. If you can help financially, we would really appreciate it. You can make a check payable to Good News Christian Ministries and send it to Box 184, Rideau Ferry, Ontario, KOG1WO. My prayer is that you would know God's richest blessing in this coming week. God bless.
There is rest for my soul.
Good News in the Morning is produced in the studios of News Talk Radio 580 CFRA.